Although she came to be known as the love goddess, Rita Hayworth was shy, introverted even, and very sweet. Nicholas Christopher, who's written about Hayworth in several books, including his new novel Franklin Flyer, sees Rita's sweetness in the silk and lace picture.
I don't see her down a dark alley beckoning you or in a doorway with moonlight on half her face. I see Ava Gardner like that. But, yeah, I see her as much more flirtatious and open, in a way, than the typical siren. Her mysteries are there, but she seems to be saying, you know, they're not the kind of mysteries that are going to hurt you that much.
What is Rita Hayworth's power over your imagination, Nicholas Christopher?
I think her fascination with me is...
No, excuse me, it's yours with her.
What an interesting slip, if only it were true.
If only.
I think I've always been fascinated by her exoticism and the fact that she seemed very timeless, which is also said routinely about various people, certainly Hollywood actors. I just don't think everyone is timeless. I love Carol Lombard, for example, but she's so set in the 30s and 40s. I can't see her walking down 42nd Street in 1995 or 2002. I could see Rita Hayworth as they leave this building today. I can imagine her getting on or off the elevator. Hopefully on with me.
Put the blame on me, boy. Put the blame on me.
The August 11th, 1941 Life magazine photograph of Rita Hayworth was pasted by American soldiers onto a nuclear test bomb exploded on Bikini Atoll. The bomb was nicknamed Gilda. When Hayworth heard that, she wept in fury. Photographer Bob Landry went on to cover the D-Day invasion for Life. The pictures he took then were lost. Rita Hayworth made her last movie, The Wrath of God, in 1972. A consummate professional, she had trouble remembering her lines. Miss Hayworth died of Alzheimer's disease 15 years ago tomorrow, May 14, 1987. She was 68. She told one interviewer, "Whatever you write about me, don't make it sad."